So I'll announce them as we go, hopefully, in the correct order. Okay, the first poster is by Taiki Matsushita from Osaka University.
Thank you for the introduction. As Nagai-san and Kimura-san shows, the platforms of Nohamshan physics are extended to the disordered world medibody systems. Here, we present the Nohamshan physics in disordered topological semi-metal. Especially, we propose the general prescriptions of generation of the valid exceptional link, which is a kind of Nohamshan topological defect. And in addition, we propose a new type of Nohamshan topological phenomena, namely spectral collapse of random levels, which is we demonstrate the Nohamshan perturbation leads to the spectral collapse of random levels, which is characterized by Nohamshan topological phase transition. Let's discuss in a poster session. Thank you very much.
Okay. Please save your applause to the end of the poster session so we'll go more efficiently. Okay. The next speaker is Daiichi Takakawa, also from Osaka University.
We investigate the effect of non-Kitaifu interaction on the vortex free spin liquid state. As a result, Majorana gap induced by magnetic field is enforced due to off-diagonal exchange interaction, gamma prime term. This effect may provide stability of quantization of thermal hole conductivity observed in the experiment of alpha-ruthenium chloride-3, a candidate material Kitaifu model. Next, we demonstrate when quantum spin liquid state and antiferromagnetization coexist in the vicinity of the border. gamma prime term induce finite area Fermi surface of Majorana fermion topologically protected from perturbation. Finally, we find gamma prime term give rise to a topological phase transition with the change of Chern number from 1 to 2. Therefore, gamma prime term dramatically change the property of Kitaifu spin liquid. Please look at.
Thank you. The next poster is by Takumi Sano from Osaka University.
Thank you for attention. I'd like to discuss Majorana braiding dynamics and non-abelian statistics. Here, we numerically simulate Majorana braiding using time-dependent BDG equation without assuming a priori existence of Majorana fermion, and examine effect of interference on Majorana zero mode and non-adiabaticity in 2D tight binding model of topological superconductor with vorticity. We demonstrate Majorana braiding in torjunction system. This graph is the main result, so a numerical result shows the nature of non-abelian statistics. So after one braiding, initial state is transferred to the superposition of two degenerated ground states, and after twice braiding, initial state is transferred to another degenerated ground state. So thank you for listening.
Okay, the next poster is by Makoto Onizaki from Tokyo.
Thank you for the introduction. This is target control of supercurrent in an indium arsenide quantum well. in an unstructured ring, the amplitude of Ahanov-Bohm oscillation changes when the kinetic phase through one arm is modified. In the Stepson junctions, such phenomena should appear as moderation of critical current through gate voltage of gate voltage control of kinetic phase. As shown here, the critical current decreases significantly both by positive and negative gate voltages. On the other hand, the period of the Fraunhofer-like magnetic interference pattern was constant when the gate voltage was applied. These results indicate that either reduction of electron density or the non-uniformity of the supercurrent is not the origin of the IC reduction. We infer that the effect of kinetic phase moderation on the underbound states causes the IC reduction. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. The next poster is by Takumi Beso from Kyoto University.
A Fourier unitary operator or time evolution operator from 0 to t can be seen as a Nohamshan Hamiltonian. Using this formal correspondence between Floki system and non-Hamiltonian system, and extended Nielsen-Nonomial-like theorem in non-Hamiltonian system, we can construct Floki version of Nielsen-Nonomial theorem, which depends on the dimensions, but not on symmetry. NP is the topological number of Floki interoperator, which equals to the sum of chirality of zero energy modes, and equals to the sum of chirality of pi energy gapless modes. As an example, we constructed a class A3 two-dimensional model, which has plus one chirality Dirac mode at zero energy, and minus one chirality Dirac mode at pi energy. Thank you.
Thank you. The next poster is by Akihiro Ozawa from Tohoku University.
Thank you for kind introduction. In my poster, we construct an effective three-orbital model, which I can describe via physics of cobalt and sulfur. So we extract three-orbital of cobalt and d-orbital of cobalt and pz-orbital of tin. So in or, by using our model, we can describe Anomalous effect. And so near the frame energy, Anomalous conductivity has a peak structure. And if you see the Brillouin zone, the wild point configuration is similar to that obtained by the first principle calculation results. And finally, we also show the nodding state. Nodding state even with the spin orbit coupling when the magnetization points are in plane direction. So if you're interested in my research, please discuss later. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next poster is by Mikhail Papaj.
That's not me.
It's not you.
No.
This person's not here. Are they here? Papaj. No. Skip it.
Okay. Great. Okay. Also not me. there we go.
Okay. The last poster is by Tristan Metz.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tristan Metz from the University of Maryland. So recently, uranium ditelluride was discovered as a paramagnetic member of the uranium-based superconductor family. So early measurements gave some evidence that that uranium ditelluride hosts a spin triplet superconducting state, namely the very high upper critical field, well in excess of the paramagnetic limit, as well as a second reentrant superconducting phase stabilized by extremely high magnetic fields. So we set out to resolve the gap structure in the superconducting gap structure in uranium ditelluride by performing three classic experiments. So we measured the magnetic penetration depth, the thermal conductivity, and the heat capacity. And taken together, we argue that this provides evidence for a point nodal gap structure in uranium ditelluride. Thank you.
All right. I believe that completes the poster presentation. So let's thank all the presenters. Please come and see their posters when the first poster session will be on Tuesday, but they may go up sooner. And now it should be time for lunch. We may be a little bit fast, but I imagine it's available in the courtyard. And the next session starts at 2 o'clock.